This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Stu Dondon, I'm going to text this to you. You got to see this, folks, because I can't do it justice. Maybe you can put it in the show notes or send it out through the social media. This morning, I got out, get ready for the day, check out what's going on outside in the garden and things, and there's this 3-foot-long snake skin in my front yard. And it was awesome. I mean, it was like so fresh. Like, I don't know when this snake decided to decloak or molt. I think it's called molting. And I'm just going to send you the picture because the eyeballs look like it was like out of a scuba suit. It's so cool. I'm going to send that to you now. You got to check this out. Anyway, this is the kind of wildlife we live with. And I know those of you on the Gold Coast in Australia, you live with it too. Perhaps even more deadly and dangerous, the venomous snakes down there. This was likely the black racer that's a buddy pal of mine that occasionally will scoot across the front yard and hunt lizards and different things like that. But I'm out there in the natural world, and I'm certainly aware of my surroundings. I look where I'm stepping. I'm barefoot in the garden and such. But out there today, it was just cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can...
It looks like the snake was wearing goggles or something.
Right, right. It's like the perfect lenses that were covering the snake's eyes. And it's inside out, but it's really cool.
Dude, that's
totally cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I picked it up, sent it to school with my daughter for their science experiment or something. So anyway, it wasn't homeopathic. It was 3 foot long. It was real.
Homeopathic snake?
Yeah. There are, snake venoms in homeopathy, yeah. Vipera, there's different things, Lachesis or Lachesis, Bushmaster, different things that are very, very powerful medicines in homeopathic world. But in this case, the black racer is non-venomous, but very fast and can be aggressive, so you don't want to get bit by it.
Apparently naked.
Right naked now, too, that's right. It's Naked Snake Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, actually, it's World Asthma Day. Take a deep breath, everybody, World Asthma Day. I had borderline asthma growing up, and I say that borderline because I had a lot of wheezing, limitations on my activity levels in allergy pollen season in particular, because of all the things that preceded it. Now, if I look at World Asthma Day, at least at the ndtv.com website, which we have linked up in the show notes, there's some bullet points about asthma. And I'm going to go through them with you, and I just want to maybe comment on a few of them, see what they miss perhaps. Okay, first and foremost, they say millions are affected. All right, no biggie. We know that. I wish nobody was affected. But asthma was something that did indeed exist at the time I was growing up with all of my allergies. So it wasn't like the mystery disease that they now just diagnose better, right? There's more asthma than ever. Do they say it's because they're diagnosing it better, Super Don? Was that because I didn't see any claims of that.
I didn't see that either, no.
No. So it's like only autism. Autism existed, but nobody could diagnose it. Now everybody, it's silly. It's ridiculous. Most asthma-related deaths occur in low and lower middle-income countries, they say, okay? Certainly, if you can't afford the inhalers, but, we know of another way to address it, and I'll get to that. Even in poor countries, you could do this safely. Certain medications can control asthma. Right. Key is control. What does that mean?
you're out of control, you can't breathe, you're going to die. They give you these inhalers, and suddenly you can breathe again. Okay, that's controlling. It is not curative. The inhalers that you get from your prescription doctors, right? They go to medical school so they can write you scripts, permission slips to get toxic poisons, right? To stop things or force things to happen. And it doesn't cure asthma. It gets you out of an immediate crisis. And I'm not telling people to drop their meds until they are confident that they don't need them anymore. But they also say it's a non-communicable disease. When's the last time you heard of someone kissing someone else and catching asthma from them? Just in case anybody's not aware. Right? It's not a kissing disease. Anybody, you kiss somebody with asthma, Super Don, ever get asthma?
Never experienced that before. Yeah. Can they sneeze on you and give you asthma?
No, they can cough on you. You're not going to get asthma.
No.
Okay? Just so you know. Yeah. All right. Inhaled substances and particles are the strongest risk factors for developing asthma. Okay? Now, if you talk inhaled substances and particles, you're talking pollution, right? Affecting directly the respiratory system. But I'm going to go deeper than that to explain how that's only one small, yeah, significant part. You don't have to be exposed to smoking and smokestacks to have asthma. And I'll track back for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll go through that in a moment. They say in an asthma attack, the lining of the passages swell, causing the airways to narrow, reducing the flow of air in and out of the lungs. Okay? There's also an acknowledgement of mucus production, you know, flooding the alveoli, the blood oxygen exchange. It's just blocked, basically. World Asthma Day 2018, they say various causes, according to this this pronouncement. Smoking, air pollution, pollens, chemical irritants, and house dust. What they overlook, liver congestion, kidney congestion. And I'll hazard a guess, and I'll be right again, Super Don. If you do a search for liver congestion, asthma, kidney congestion, asthma, and make it a news search. You know how you can designate news searches, right, as opposed to just general World Wide Web searches? You'll probably find zero news items that are talking on World Asthma Day about liver and kidney congestion and its relationship to the manifestation of asthma. And I'd say if you find one in a news article, I would eat my hat, but I don't have a hat right now, so I can't eat it. But I feel pretty confident that around the world, that any mainstream newspaper, news story, TV or otherwise.
Well, see, there's where we need to get into the technicality of your claim.
Mm-hmm.
A mainstream, because listen, I did it. As you said it, I did it. So I typed in liver congestion, and just to make sure that I was doing this correctly, I put the quotation marks around liver congestion so that as the search term, it would put those two things together, and then I put asthma.
Okay.
I did get some results.
But under news search.
Let's see here. All right, so under news search, I did get something here. Let's see.
Cool experiment, actually, real time. No plan on this.
Stiffer the liver, the worse you do. Okay, mid page today. As a proxy for liver congestion, liver stiffness, I guess I would have to read these here just to see whether it's accurate here. So I did get some results, but I only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Around the whole wide world.
I will let you carry on talking about asthma. I'm going to look at these, and we'll see if pigs have flown and hell froze over. Okay.
Well, especially if a mainstream news source picked it up. That'd be awesome. And maybe out of India, where they do homeopathy, they'll say this. Or maybe France. I don't know. But I'm curious because, you know, this should be splashed over the world. World Asthma Day, this is the day we should be focusing on liver and kidney health. If you know anything about Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, they know about the relationship between the organs of elimination and, well, the lungs, for instance. The lungs are an organ of elimination. Elimination primarily CO2. But when the liver kidneys are congested in your body, adaptation for survival, your body begins to say, where else can we throw the toxic poisons out? Very often it will be skin. You'll see eczema, rashes, allergic responses. You're like, oh, what's going on? My skin's going crazy. And if you're like me, you go to a doctor. When I was growing up, raised by doctors, and they'll give you steroidal cortisone-type medications, topically drive those things back into the body. And then, of course, the lungs become a dumping ground, an excretory pathway out. And you have, of course, things within the blood that are transiting through. If the liver kidneys are not dealing with them, they're going to keep going. The body will go, hey, here's the lungs. Can you throw that out, too, while we're there? And, of course, in order to move things that are not airborne through the lungs, you're going to need liquid. You're going to have mucus. And I'm telling you, I can talk to a fourth grader. They'll get this better than an allergist. I'm telling you, this is it. So we look to, okay, what do we do? Page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal. Get it. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. You can get the ebook instantly, full color. Or go to Barnes & Noble online, BN.com, or Amazon. Buy the book, page 101. I have yet to make that available for free. I know, I'm a cheapskate, right? I've given you the Silver Aloe Protocol, Gut and Intestinal Health Recovery. It's free PDF chapter, right? That alone, worth the price of admission. But page 101, I talk about, all right, you want to manage asthma safely. Silver hydrosol inhalation via nebulization. Can't tell you how many people, loads of people, over the years said, my gosh, that really works. I don't have to use my inhaler anymore. This is not me saying, drop your inhaler, start inhaling silver hydrosol and nebulizer. No, you have got to go slowly and wean off of the drugs you become dependent on. It's a very scary thing not to be able to breathe. So work it slowly. But in conjunction, I would argue, is the best thing. With increasing your levels of selenium, with detoxifying your liver and kidneys, doing things to reduce the exposure to these toxic poisons. We talked about glyphosate last hour with Jeffrey Smith. And the impact then on the lungs is lessened until it no longer is needed to be the dumping ground for debris, that your liver, kidneys, and lymph are not able to move on out. By the way, dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration. If you drink Echo water, purify the water, drink Echo water, you will find it will enhance the recovery and the lung health by bringing oxygen, of course, hydrogen in as well in that regard. So, Super D, before we go to break, any other updates on the liver congestion, kidney congestion?
No, we did get a few results, but none of them had anything to do with a link between liver congestion and asthma.
Nope. One of the good things about the article you did find is that underlying it, they did talk about Ayurvedic home remedies. So
yeah, I'm kind of
cool.
Impressed by that. Yeah.
I like that. Now, that's good. So at least there's some movement that way, but they don't really make it as simple as I'm trying to make it for you, that if you want your lungs to be better, it's not about treating the lungs ultimately. It gets you out of a life and death situation, it might be, but ultimately it's about restoring excretory pathways wide open. Coffee enemas, if you're into it. We've talked about the CanGest tea you can get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. I'm sure Nathan there at Health Journey in Kentucky has it too. Folks, detoxify your body, put clean things in, your body will reward you, your lungs will reward you. I no longer have allergies and wheezing. I clean my liver, clean my intestines, and you can do it too. World Asthma Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, loading up on Asthma Day. I'm loving our YouTubers because they're the smartest, well-researched folks around in talk radio, I think. I'm looking at some of the suggestions, and it's great. There's a lot more, in other words, building blood cell, oxygen-carrying capacity issues. And, yes, all of these are very real parts of what we're talking about. As I said, chronic low-level dehydration reduces the ability to carry oxygen in the blood as well. That's why just hydrating can be a huge, huge part of reversing the severity of asthma. So that's really cool. Let's see what else we got here. I'm just reading through it. Low stomach acid. Also, yeah, people on the proton pump inhibiting drugs could facilitate the manifestation of breathing problems as well. Let's see. What else? Oh, here's good. All right. So We're going to be previewing the curing cancer with cannabis June 3rd, and we'll still try to do that this hour. But I've got an opportunity to bring to you a really cool story out of West Virginia. Now, this is the thing when Super Don gets on me for being an absolutist about the mainstream media is always wrong. I know. I indulge sometimes, and he'll bat me down, right? Here's the case of West Virginia. Backwards when it comes to vaccination, because there is no religious exemption for vaccination in West Virginia. So you're thinking, there's no way they'll do anything good about anything when you do that. Look what happened in California as well since then. And then we wouldn't have predicted California would do that because, well, progressive state, they're not into big pharma, but apparently they are. But here on the opioid front, it's so bad in West Virginia. The addictions, the deaths happening. Story out of Charleston, West Virginia. The law in West Virginia may be changing soon. Lawmakers and doctors in Ohio held a news conference last month discussing the need to be open about all potential solutions and treatments when it comes to pain management in their state without opiates. And that includes, this is great. So the proposal is SB 273. I don't know if it'll pass, but it shocked me when I read this. It talks about how do we reduce prescription drugs. How do we, particularly opiates for pain management? And they're saying that in order for a doctor to prescribe like OxyContin, oxycodone, fentanyl, carfentanyl, these deadly, deadly addictive drugs. They first, a doctor, a medical doctor, mind you, first shall refer or prescribe to a patient alternative treatments, including physical therapy, acupuncture, massage therapy, and chiropractic services, among others. And they say that the insurance would cover a minimum of 20 visits to a doctor of chiropractic to manage the pain without opiates. Also in the bill, a person suffering with pain can seek chiropractic care before going to a medical doctor, and a doctor's referral is not required by any insurance agency operating in West Virginia. We don't know if Governor Jim Justice will sign the legislation, but man, this is a shocker, folks. And guess what? Modern medicine has done it to itself, right? They've granted themselves monopoly status through the American Medical Association, through the Flexner Report of 1910, all the way forward, all of the lobbying, the big pharma money saying, you know what, doctors are it. They're king of the hill, big man and woman on campus. And they get prescribing privileges. No one else does. Not that I would want it. And as a chiropractor, you shouldn't want it either. But they were the gatekeepers, right? You got to go through them if you want to do anything but them. This bill shows the desperation of government to recognize we've got such a disaster on our hands, such a crisis on our hands of people dying in the streets due to FDA-approved pharmaceuticals prescribed by doctors, licensed not by God but by government, that there's legislation in a state, yes, West Virginia, to mandate that you must first see a chiropractor before a medical doctor can prescribe to you these deadly, dangerous drugs. I don't know. Is anybody as shocked as I am? I guess I shouldn't be shocked because this is inevitably what I said. The richer pans of the world forcing vaccines, they are destroying what is left of, if there is integrity in modern medicine, that's debatable at this point. But they're destroying what is left of the medical monopoly because you reach, you grab, you squeeze just a little bit too hard, and you squeeze them right out. And now, even the legislators who are bought and paid for by Big Pharma are going, you know what? This is untenable. Even all the money you throw at me is not enough. My constituents are falling dead on the streets. Their kids are falling dead on the streets. Grandma and grandpa addicted and dying, dead on the streets due to these drugs. Let's get them into chiropractors and acupuncturists first. It's a disastrous way to have to get there. You probably didn't wait. I hope you didn't. But if you are here now for the first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this is what we've been talking about. I've been talking about it on the air for 18 years. This is my 19th year in broadcast radio. The best kept secret in health talk radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio at SoundCloud, and simulcasting 5 out of 6 days a week at least on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, whether we promote it today, we'll get to it eventually. It is the big event in Detroit, right near the airport. DFW, I think it's called. No, that's Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm sorry, DTW, Detroit Metro. It's Wayne, I think, Wayne County. And I've been up there before, but there's a big event, Cancer, Treating Cancer with Cannabis Symposium. And there's going to be some cool lectures there. And one of those is our friend Sierra Riddle. It's been a while since we've had her on the show. Her son, Landon, was dying of leukemia, was treated with chemo. It was so devastating, it was killing him. And she, man, did she fight for her son, Landon. And we met many years ago now. And she's going to be there with Landon. So that's going to be great.
She really was a pioneer, I feel. Newsweek did a great article on her. And we've got it linked up actually in the show notes. You can read about her story. And it's, I'll tell you what, she is one of those people that should get the Mama Bear plaque or award because
she took on the medical establishment, she took on hospitals, she took on CPS, and she beat them back, and Landon is a testament alive today. Also, there's another pediatric brain cancer survivor, Ashlyn and Becky Farber, are going to be there. Doctor psychology, Lauren Bisk, breast cancer survivor, Lisa Engelke, I think. I'll be broadcasting live. Dr. Jack McHugh, medical doctor. Man, he's all over the place. Doc Rob Streisville, our good buddy, he's going to be emceeing the event. So I hope to see you there, folks, regardless of whether we get Sierra and Landon on tonight or not. That's a big one. That's coming up June 3rd. We still got a few events before that. Of course, this Saturday, Cinco de Mayo in New York City. The links are in the show notes. GetOffYourAcid.com/power-to-heal. There's a place where you can put your first name and your email and submit it so you can get a ticket. And if you don't do it, you will be out of, you know what, SOL, they say. And I don't want you to be SOL. I want you to be one of the first to get a ticket because there's a very limited availability to be there. Saturday, 3 to 6 in the afternoon, Cinco de Mayo, New York City. Dr. Daryl Joffrey. And then next week, we've got the Toronto event. We talked with Jeffrey Smith last hour. Total health. Totally, man. And we're going to be all over that for 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week. So check it out. That's going to be happening the 11th, 12th, and 13th in Toronto, Canada. Okay, so here's where we're going now. Another story. This is the end of reality. The end of reality as we know it. The era of fake video begins. Now, I don't think it's just begun. I think this has been going on a long time. Obviously, in the era of science fiction movies, special effects have gotten so real. And, of course, virtual reality, 3D, 4D, all of this stuff. But when we see those things happening, and we are not at least a little suspicious about television news. For instance, if they say an event happened and they show you video, is it real video? Is it been doctored? Are there, if we talk about stage actors, what do they call them? Crisis actors. These are things that you can't dismiss out of hand. I know we're very reluctant to just dive into the deep end of the so-called conspiracy pool here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but not because we're afraid of conspiracy, because we think that everything is a conspiracy, right? It's like, oh my gosh, you just went off the deep end right then and there, Robert. No, the thing is people do work together in secret for goals in business all of the time. This is a normal way the world operates. But when they put the two words conspiracy and theory or conspiracy and theories together, it is designed to discredit you and to make people feel uncomfortable being around you, talking to you, hearing you, believing anything you say. And basically, it's an attack on critical thinking skills, on your ability to think critically, your willingness to do it, or to hang out with people who still do. Now, in terms of the era of fake video, digital manipulation of video may make current era of fake news seem quaint, they say. And they're talking about being able to put your likeness, your three-dimensional head likeness on other bodies and having them do things you would never do and pawning it off as if it were real. And this is going to already, the technology is already there to do this. You would not be able to tell the difference except, you know, that is not me. I was not there. I didn't do that. I've never done that, right? So how are you going to be able to, so, quote-unquote, figure out what's real and what's fake now? Now, I brought up the issue, and Super Don, you got a little snickery with me. I sincerely believe that the whole Tesla car in space is just stupid.
Oh, okay.
And as I've viewed video of this from different angles, I think it's a stage play. Because there's so much fakery around space stuff. Like we've talked about the fact that astronauts I've interviewed on this show telling me that whole idea of traveling into space is ludicrous because we don't have the shielding against cosmic radiation. We'd be dead of cancer before we got anywhere that's worth going. So there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that if you look at it logically, methodically, step by step by step, not in a fantastic way where you're like, oh, I'm going to yell and scream about this and everybody will pay attention to me because it's like, wow, this is adrenaline pumping. I don't like to do that, Super. Do you know that? But, you know, like Liam Sheff before me, very methodical in approaching these things and going, you know what, if it doesn't make sense, sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, with this article here in The Atlantic about the era of fake video, this only validates my sense about what is being presented to us all in terms of reality, in terms of news. And, of course, then we get the flat earthers who then say, well, since I can't believe anything anymore, I'm going to believe nothing and the world is flat, right? And so I don't go there either. Because you still have
I appreciate that because I would have to really give it to you if you went, but there are a lot of people that go there.
I know. But I get why they do it, honestly. Super Don, I get why they go there, because at a certain point you just lose focus on everything, because it's like everywhere I look I'm lied to, right? This is how I was birthed into this field of talk radio. Because I was lied to about my health. It was like, wait, the officials at the highest level of medicine, of government, and of media lied to me. Now, I'm not saying every one of them knew they were lying, but enough of them did that it cascaded downhill and led to me and my body being destroyed nearly by modern medicine. And so that started me on my quest, and I think it's a worthy, worthwhile, and I will even say a spiritually correct quest to ask questions, to be critical thinking in the face of authoritarians who would say, you're crazy, that Robert Scott Bell is crazy, right? Didn't bother me. Doesn't bother me today even. But again, it's tough when you look at this, Super Don, and I say, hey, I'm very suspicious about, for instance, the what I call the hoax of Tesla cars in space. I think I've got some legitimacy in saying that. That's not going off the deep end anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, okay. Look, we'll get to the spaceman here in just a second. In the article, though, that we were talking about here, the one that's in the Atlantic, I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I, like you, will say that I kind of already thought this a while ago, because to the layman's eyeballs, right? Yeah. The stuff that you see in the movies and the stuff that you see on the internet, it's just amazing, right? Yeah. And the ability, and the technology has increased. It's increased over time to the point where you can literally do that stuff with your cell phone now. Mm-hmm. I've got apps, and the kids have apps and stuff that they play with where you can take. And I don't think I've ever shown you this, but there's like on Snapchat in particular, right? They've got this feature where you can download a picture of somebody, like anybody, right, onto your phone, and then you open up the Snapchat, and you can do a face swap with the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a video of myself, and I downloaded a picture. I don't even remember who it was, but it was like an Asian man or something like that. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it replaces your face with their face, and you can talk, and the lips move and the eyes move with somebody, another person's face.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's creepy.
Yes,
because
it is
so realistic looking. So, you know, they're pointing out here in this article that what we're going to see eventually is a collapse of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, like you said, they can take your head and put it on a different body and have you doing things and saying things and stuff like that you aren't doing.
Right.
And on the one hand, that scares me. On the other hand, I'm thinking I might be able to take advantage of this.
Oh, no.
Because if I had the technology to do that, and I could, like, put my face on somebody who's getting a coffee enema, right?
Oh, dear.
And then I could send that to you. I could put that on the internet. I could say, I did it.
All right,
and then I'm off the hook, right?
No, you're not. No. Because I would know it'd be fake. I know it would be fake.
How would you know, though?
See, this is the thing. This is why we're doing this segment, folks. Because you have to know people in order to get to that level of reality.
So you're saying I'll never do it, so
right. Well, unless we find somebody to buy you a ticket to Switzerland, then I believe it.
Yeah. But, all right. Okay.
All right. But no, this is an important point you bring up, Super. I really like that you brought that up. Because what I'm saying here is, if the collapse of reality is nigh, how will you get to any semblance of reality? We have to, you know, decouple from the news, like we've been saying for years. Decouple from this technology and get back to real human relationships. Reading books that we can touch and, you know, feel. Knowing people so well that when they do something so radically out of character, you know it's fake or something's really wrong. And that's the point. If suddenly I came on here and started arguing for genetically engineered ingredients and it wasn't April Fool's Day, right? You would know there's something wrong with Robert or he's joking. But if it's just the news, you don't know, because you don't know these people. You don't know Elon Musk and what he's paid to do. You don't know. And that's what I'm saying. We've already so distanced and we believe what they're promoting.
You're right. And I get it. Now, just real quick, because we only have like a minute left here.
Yeah.
What is it about the spaceman in the Tesla that makes you think it's fake?
It's about lighting. It's about background. There's a lot of inconsistency. And also, I dispute the technology of these so-called booster rockets floating down with no real way to direct them to land on a boat hundreds of miles downwind with no ability to correct for wind. There's just too much that cannot be overcome. And the technology, the directional...
So it's a fallacy of incredulity.
Incredulity.
Yes,
correct.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So you don't understand it, so therefore it's wrong.
No, but I think that nobody can explain it either. Nobody has even
tried. Well, you know what? Yeah. I think that would be an interesting interview. What if we got somebody to come on to talk with you about this, to explain the technology, and
Good luck finding someone to talk about it. I'd be open to it, Super Don. Now, one more thing before we break.
Yes.
Intuition, deep level connection, spiritually grounded in what is right and wrong, what is real, what is unreal. That's beyond the mental constructs that they're able to manipulate through psyopery, so to speak. You have got to stay so deeply connected. Prayer, contemplation, meditation, to be able to stay connected to reality when the artificial reality collapses all what they call reality, inevitably. Stick with us.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And if you're not careful, they're going to be here after.
Talking on the break about the nature of reality, fake video, all of the technology that's happening, and Jurassic Park fits right into that mix. And you want to talk a Looney Tunes science? And Michael Crichton in Jurassic Park, this story in Newsweek, I'm like thinking this is April Fool's, but no, it's May 1st. It's not April 1st. It's May 1st. It's May Day, right?
Right.
And I want to say, mayday, 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 scientists have gone off the deep end in trying to get funded for a new project that you will not believe the justification of this project. Okay? They want
I thought
to create...
it was a joke.
Yeah. I know. But it's Newsweek, sort of a joke, but this is a serious story. And this really, we should have covered this with Jeffrey Smith because it's sort of a genetically engineered story.
Sure.
Scientists, go ahead, Superdome. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. No, I was just agreeing with you, but if you want me to go with it here, here's the headline. Scientists want to create elephant-mammoth hybrid.
But why? Why would they want to do that? Why?
To open a theme park on an uncharted island. No.
Now, that I get. No. But no, it's not that reason.
They want to do this to save humanity from an Arctic fart or... otherwise known as an Arctic methane time bomb.
Yes, the permafrost wants to pass major gas, and it's going to kill us all. So scientists have proposed now recreating through genetic whatever, CRISPR technology, I don't know, the home units that Jeffrey Smith was talking about. They want to create an elephant-mammoth, woolly mammoth hybrid to save humanity from this Arctic methane fart bomb, okay? Stink bomb. How do they propose this would work? Well, if they are successful at bringing the woolly mammoth back to life out of Asia and unleashing them on the permafrost in Canada and elsewhere in the northern hemisphere, that they anticipate that these woolly mammoths to be, in a Jurassic sort of way, would not stomp you and me, because we're not going to hang out that far north, it's too cold, but they would stomp the ice deep into the permafrost, thereby preventing the melting of the permafrost into the gases that are then released, this massive, as they say, methane bubble into the atmosphere that is going to cause the extinction of all life on planet Earth. Unless it doesn't. Unless, in fact, the release provides for more plant life, more CO2 to be a more lush planet, to provide more food for people. I mean, of course, it, you know, we get into this. I'm like, I can't believe for all the reasons they're saying we want a woolly mammoth back from the prehistoric Jurassic era, it's to stomp on ice.
To save the world,
right,
yes.
To save the world. Stomp on ice.
I think that is, you know what you've got, I'm going to guess, and this is just cynicism, that you've got a bunch of scientists over here at the Harvard
University, they're
whatever university, and so basically, and what they did is they've gotten a hold of these mammoth genes that were uncovered when the ice melted in Siberia, right? So they've got these mammoth genes sitting
they
here.
They got them from Oprah.
You know, Joe and Fred are sitting there in the lab, and they're going, "Man, I wish I could do something with these, but how do we justify this? People have seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think what happened was these guys really want to do this really bad. And so what they did is they came up with something they could do it under the guise of really just wanting to...
Altruism.
Just
save
the
planet. Save the people.
Yeah.
Save the
earth.
Right? They picked
splice these genes into an Asian elephant genome.
They picked up 44 mammoth genes when they became uncovered in ice melt in Siberia.
Right.
So we want them up there to release... And how long would it take them to get big enough and enough of them to have an impact like this? I mean, we're talking a million mammoths. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be one or two? Can they stomp all over the permafrost in northern Canada to make this happen? No.
This is bunk, man.
And what are they
going to
eat?
This is BS.
What are they going to grow up there that these mammoths can eat?
Well, maybe they could splice some vegetation from prehistoric times into a banana tree or something, and they could...
You know what they actually want to do here? They want to synthesize in vitro a strain of herpes that affects Asian elephants with the possibility of creating a vaccine to save those yet to be... Well, no, I'm not making this up. Last paragraph in the thing. You can't make this up. They want a herpes vaccine so when they bring the woolly mammoths back, they can save them from herpes. Because, you know, these are going to be promiscuous elephants.
Man.
They're going to be having revenge sex all over the permafrost.
You don't want to get mammoth herpes, man.
No,
that's pretty big.
Folks, we'll be back going outside the box tomorrow with Ty Bollinger and more. The Power Heels yours.
Scott Bell Show.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.